You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario. It's giving me a heart attack.
That didn't make it creepy at all. Hey, everybody, this is Mark once again. Welcome back to the Soundtrack Show. Appreciate you joining me tonight. Recording once again from my basement, my fortress of solitude, on day 896 of quarantine, as we once again stay back from the school and the studio in the school for isolation. So, hope everybody is doing well, thriving, and doing okay. If you're healthy, I hope that's the case too. So, bar none, one of the creepiest songs or pieces of music in a movie that I can remember was, that was, of course, off the top, the main theme from the film Poltergeist, 1980, Steven Spielberg / Tobey Hooper. Now, Tobey Hooper, his big claim to fame before Poltergeist was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which was a groundbreaking film in and of itself, 1974. Arguably one of the first real slasher movies. Very loosely based on the life of Ed Gein, a noted serial killer, who was also who was also the inspiration for Norman Bates in Psycho, and also Buffalo Bill in the Silence of the Lambs. Interesting fellow. But that music off the top leads us into tonight's theme. And the theme is songs that were from creepy movies, really creepy. Any piece of music that's got children laughing, and you know it's from a horror film, that makes it creepy and in a fun way. Or normal songs or happy songs that are made creepy because of the context. And I've got a screaming example coming up on a little bit of that. But first, I'm going to play this one from Genesis. And it's Phil Collins' Genesis, so if you're a Peter Gabriel fan, I'm sorry. But this is the song actually got me thinking about this whole topic for tonight. In 1986, there was an episode of Magnum P.I., where the serial killer starts killing people and then calling Magnum and giving him hints about where he is or who he's done this to. And basically, the guy starts knocking off hookers and telling Magnum where to find the bodies. It's a really creepy episode of Magnum P.I., which a lot of the times is a bit silly, but this was not a silly episode. It was very well done. But the whole way through the film, or through the show, through the episode, there's one song that he's playing. It's this one. It's Mama, Genesis, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
I won't hurt you, Mama, but it's getting punches through my heart. Oh. Now listen to me, mama, mama, mama. You're taking away my last chance. Don't take it away. Can't you feel my
Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper, we're rocking on tonight. There you go. It comes to us from the soundtrack to the film, of course, Halloween, Part 1. And a little more recently, the original 90s version of the Stand. Not the one that's on Prime. I actually haven't seen that one yet. It's on my list of things to watch. But if you're into the streaming thing, there's just too much to watch. So everyone's got that list. Stuff to catch up on eventually. Which is why I was years late in watching Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones. All fantastic. And every bit lived up to the hype that was given along the way. But, you have to prioritize. Catch up on what you can. I got two in a row that are the same song, but just done by different artists. This one, first one is Donovan. Comes to us from the soundtrack to Die For, the Nicole Kidman film. And as well, it's in one of the Annabelle movies. And it's Season of the Witch on the soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. What do you think I see? Some other cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
One I look out my window. What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in the ditch. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Where'd I go? Where'd I go?
Many sights to see. when I look into my window. So many different people on the beat. You got to pick up every stitch. Rabbits running in the ditch. Beatniks are out to make it rich. Oh no! Oh no! Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of.
Oh, yeah. Season of the Witch. As Dr. John, the late great Dr. John and the Blues Brothers Band from Blues Brothers 2000. Not a great film, as much of a fan I am of that music and the first movie, but the soundtrack is pretty darn cool, including that one. This next one is not a creepy song in and of itself, but its context is creepy in that it is from the film Insidious. And there's a part of the movie where this kid's kind of semi-possessed. His soul is trapped on the other side by this black and white, black and red faced demon. Kind of looks a little like Darth Maul. And I guess he tortures people by playing this song over and over and over again. And it would work for me. I find this torturous. It's only a 2-minute song. Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, on the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk.
Tiptoe from the garden, all the willow tree, and tiptoe
That, of course, was the theme from The Exorcist, Tubular Bells. And the actual song is in two parts, and it's about an hour long, 50 minutes long, because it was two sides of one LP back in the day when people played records. And so that was a shortened down. I only played 4 minutes of the 6 minute song. But you get the gist. And it's a pretty dark, creepy movie. To hear my mother tell the story, when they first played that film, I think I was like 0 or 1 year old. She may have been pregnant with me at the time. I was born in 73. But to hear my mom tell the story, that movie was so scary, I'm using air quotes here, that the first couple weeks they had paramedics on standby in case people fainted. They had mass riots, evidently. I mean, it's the same generation that used to scream and pass out at a Beatles concert, so I don't really know if you can take that as gospel, or seriously, but it's a little odd, a little bit sensitive. And people talk about sensitivity now, at least when there's a new horror movie out, they don't have, you know, Conjuring 4 is coming, or Conjuring 3 is coming out. Ideally, sometime this year. It was supposed to be out last Halloween. One never knows with the way things are going. But all the really cool movies from last year were rescheduled for release this year. We hope. I'm waiting on Conjuring 3, the new Ghostbusters film Afterlife, which looks darn interesting. You know, people put down Tom Cruise as being a bit of a nut, and I really can't comment on his personal life or his beliefs, but I like his movies. I think he's a fun guy to watch. I loved the original Top Gun when it came out back in the day, 1986, and it was a fun film. I enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing the new one. It's called Maverick, and evidently Scientology agrees with him because the guy has not aged. He's got that Dick Clark, Paul Rudd thing going on. I don't know what it is, but give me some of that. I can't complain too much. I'm 47 years old, still have all my hair. It's still mostly dark. Can't complain. That's life for you. Going back to this one, I posted the question on Facebook yesterday, saying that I was wondering what songs, creepy songs, or things that make creepy because of their use in a film. And this one came up from the soundtrack to The Twilight Zone, the movie. Going back to 80 or 81. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Midnight Special. And this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring. And I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron and the clothes she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor. She want to free her man.
beside me. Her makeup is all gone, but she's happy. The bottle on the table is empty. Wish I didn't have to wake her and tell her it's time to go, but someone is waiting me at home. A little girl of 7 asked Mom, where's Daddy been? I stumbled in and Mama said, Daddy's sick again. Know the kind of life I'm living. It seems in life sometimes you can't win. A victim of sorrow, drink, and sin. How it hurts to hear her say that he's sick again.
Archie Blue, Daddy's Sick Again. And if you're wondering, well, that sounds familiar, where is that from? 1974, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's one of a couple of the kind of background cowboy songs you hear playing during the film. So there you go. Next up, we've got something a little more modern from the film Get Out, Childish Gambino, Redbone. Soundtrack Show 101.5 The Hawk.
Use and over now that guess I'm lonely. And every night is sad and blue. Do you ever think of me, my darling, as you sail that ocean blue? At my window, sad and lonely, I stand and look across the sea, and I sad and lonely wonder, find another sweetheart in some far and distant land. Sad and lonely, now I wonder if our boat will ever land. Stormy ocean, and planes may fly the stormy sky. I'm sad and lonely, but remember, oh, I will love you.
It's Billy Bragg and Wilco, At My Window, Sad and Lonely, from the soundtrack to the film The Strangers. You don't get much creepier than that. Here's a great one. It's one of my favorite tunes, and I hope it's one of yours. But the film it's in is pretty darn creepy, too. From the soundtrack to the film The Conjuring Part 2, it's The Clash, London Calling, soundtrack show on 115 The Hawk.
Cause London is drowning. I it was true. Thundering, calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? I never felt so much alike.
The Clash in London Calling from The Conjuring Part 2. My friends are nearly out of time. We got one more tune to go. And this is an old favorite of mine. And it's not so much the movie that made this creepy. It was actually in the soundtrack to Armageddon. So not a creepy movie except for the end of the world possibility, which, you know, Ben Affleck stops that from happening. And Bruce Willis and others. Steve Buscemi. But either way. The song is Bob Seger's Roll Me Away, which is probably my favorite Seger song, but there's a couple creepy lines in it. Basically, the guy decides he's going to chuck it, get on his hog and take off. And who hasn't thought about that from time to time? But he picks up a girl in a bar, they get on the bike together, they go up in the mountains. And one of the lyrics is that she gets cold and lonely, she misses her home, he rode off alone. Song was released in 1983. She's probably still out there in the mountains somewhere. He took off. Head back to Detroit. Take it home anyway. Have a great week. Be safe. Stay healthy. And until next time, be excellent to each other. Roll Me Away. Bob Seger. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Roll me away, won't you roll me away tonight? I too am lost, I feel double crossed. I'm sick of what's wrong and what's right. We never even said a word, we just walked out and got on that bike. And we rolled. Great divide.